why didn't anyone warn that Amtrak train before it struck a tractor trailer at a crossing in North Carolina Monday, injuring 55 people? The huge, oversized trailer had a police escort, and it reportedly spent 8 minutes trying to navigate a sharp turn. Today, the AP reports that the truck driver has at least a dozen traffic citations, but there haven't been charges in this accident, the third in less than 2 months at so-called grade crossings. Alan Zrumsky is the director of the Railroad Engineering and Safety Program at the University of Delaware. Alan, 8 minutes. Why didn't anyone call? What's supposed to happen when oversized trucks travel over train tracks?
Usually with oversized loads like this one, there's probably some advance notification to all the major entities, including the railroad, saying it's going to be going around on that route. But that, of course, only give estimated times, and that's sort of general information. But specifically, if a vehicle gets stuck at a grade crossing, every grade crossing in the country, by law, has an emergency phone number posted prominently at the grade crossing. There's a big sign or multiple signs that says, "In emergency, call this number." And so in this particular case, somebody, state trooper, truck driver, bystander, should have picked up the phone and called that emergency number. That would have patched them through to the railroad. And then if the railroad dispatcher knows there's somebody stopped or blocking the grade crossing, they can notify the train to slow down or stop.
But talk about the crossings themselves, because we're hearing the phrase bad geometry crossing. What does that mean?
Bad geometry crossing usually refers to the relationship between the road and the railway that would make it more difficult for particularly large vehicles to go across. Of course, the larger the vehicle, very large trucks, and of course, this was a very large truck, an oversized truck. This was not a multi-lane public highway where there's lots of room to go over into adjacent lanes. My understanding is that route was cleared by the state highway department, which means that according to the state highway department, it should have been, that truck should have been able to negotiate it. Clearly, this driver had problems negotiating it.
Couldn't make the turn. Well, talk about crossings in general. Jim Hall, a former chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, is quoted in Bloomberg News saying, "European countries have done a far better job separating rails and roads to eliminate these kinds of risks, putting them above on trestles or below ground. Are there too many train crossings right on the road in the U.S.?"
What he was referring to was what we call in the industry grade separation, where we physically separate the railroad crossing from the highway crossing, either by putting an overpass or an underpass, so that you physically don't have to go across the track. For example, Amtrak in the Northeast Corridor is grade separated. So in our high-speed Northeast Corridor, there aren't level crossings of this sort. But the vast majority of crossings in the United States are not grade separated, and the primary reason is probably cost. Grade separation is very expensive. We have of the order of 200,000 crossings in the United States. And when you start talking about multiple millions of dollars to do a grade separation, you're talking about hundreds of billions, if not higher, not even approaching $1 trillion worth of costs if you would do grade separations.
Well, it feels to a lot of people as if train accidents are happening a lot lately, but you and others tell us statistically they're not. They're trending down in just about every category, although they've plateaued. They're not dropping. But Bloomberg News writes that they think they're seeing a little bit of a creep back up in a trend of train accidents. And they say it might be because the economy's improved, a lot of trains and trucks on the road, and drivers are distracted. Are you seeing that creep?
When I look at the statistics, I don't see a significant creep back up. I see this plateau. But what I worry about is the fact that we're not continuing down. I would like to see us to continue trending downward.
What's the one thing that can happen to make the trend continue down?
Well, I think one of the areas that we can do additional improvement on is in the area of education for the drivers, showing them the importance of awareness of the risks and dangers associated with grade crossing accidents. For example, there has been a longstanding program in the railway industry called Operation Lifesaver, which is designed to educate the public as to the dangers of railroads. It's been effective. Obviously, that we've seen our downward statistics, but maybe it needs some more emphasis again, because we continue to see cases where drivers are going through grade crossings, they're stopping on grade crossings. Some of the worst cases happen when there's a traffic jam and you have the typical reaction of going bumper to bumper behind you, and the next thing you know, you go bumper to bumper into the grade crossing, and you have a car in front of you and have a car behind you, and you can't go anywhere. Whereas the proper reaction and the proper action that the driver should take is to never get into the grade crossing unless the driver can see their way clear on the other side.
Right.
Unless there's clearance on the other side of the grade crossing, stay on the first side of the grade crossing until you can go across safely. And don't ever stop in the middle of a track.
Alan Zaremski, director of the University of Delaware's Railroad Engineering and Safety Program. Professor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.